The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today on the program is Caitlin Faze. She's the Bad Axe Chamber President. We're going to be talking about, yes, it's back this year. The Christmas parade's coming up this weekend, and she's going to tell us all about it. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, first of all, when, where is the parade?
Okay, so the parade is going to have the traditional route that it used to take. It's going to start at the Bad Axe Middle School and then go right down the street, ending at the Franklin Inn.
So it starts at the West End, goes all the way through to the East End, pretty much.
Correct, yep. And we've got lineup starting at 3:30. That'll go until 5:30 with judging of the floats beginning at 5:30.
And how soon should people start lining up on the streets to get a good seat? Do you think it's winter time? I mean, you have kids. It's kind of a draw. I mean, just prior to the parade would be best if you have kids, because you know how they can be.
Yeah, we don't want any kids out there freezing. I know area businesses would be happy to have them shopping inside. try to get a little bit of a break from the cold there.
I guess the question that begs is, the businesses are going to be open during that time, or because it seems that's a little bit after normal Saturday hours.
I know there's going to be a few businesses open. I guess it just depends on how willing they are to stay open for everybody, but I'm sure, you know, more of the restaurants and the ones that'll normally be open, retails, that sort of thing. I don't think we're going to find any dentists or accountants open on a Saturday.
I wanted to go have a tooth pulled.
It's everyone's favorite place to be on a Saturday, right?
Anytime, yeah. So how is it going with the parade? We've had a year off because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Everything pretty much last year was canceled. They kept trying and pushing back the date. Oh, we'll decide on this date, we'll decide on this date, and it never happened. It just didn't turn around like we thought it was going to. But this year we do have the vaccines and everything, so things have opened up much more, and people are out and about, and the parade is back.
Yeah, so this year we've come back swinging. We've got not only the parade, we've got a few events as well. Our first one is going to start at 1 o'clock at the Bad Axe Theater. We'll have a showing of the Polar Express.
The train movie.
Yes, the train movie.
then, but it's full theater.
Yep, the entire, the full theater, yep. From my understanding, holds about 300 people.
And we talked a little bit before the show. This is not to drop your kids off so you can go shopping. It's a family thing. You come in, there's no cost to see it, and you can see it in a theater setting. But
correct.
Just don't drop the kids off and go wandering through town.
Yep, we want them to allow us to do this in the future, so probably no babysitting. Our next event then is going to be kind of the downtown there is going to be really opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll have free gift wrapping at City Hall. That's going to be sponsored by North Star Bank and Pete's Bar.
Now you say gift wrapping. What are they wrapping? Just boxes to put gifts in, or is there things that are actually gifting going out to maybe people in need or whatever?
We haven't really specified. Whoever, you know, just bring in a gift, wrapped for you.
You bring in your own gift to
maybe
get it wrapped.
Yes.
And you'll have some professional advice on how to make it look spiffy.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just wrap it right on up for them.
Okay.
And that'll be the North Star Bank is going to be wrapping them, and so they're sponsoring it, as well as Pete's Bar is providing wrapping paper as well. The other event that we'll have right there in City Hall is going to be ornament decorating for the kiddos. And that's going to be sponsored by Michigan Works, Advanced Wealth Management, and Meyer. And at that, we're going to have goodie bags for the kids while supplies last, because we're not sure how many will show up. But as soon as they get there, we're going to have a goodie bag for them.
And are all the supplies for the ornaments supplied for the event, or do you need to bring stuff?
Nope, that'll be supplied for the event. So they'll just a free event for kids to show up to, and I've got my vacuum ready for as much glitter as we get on the floor.
Oh, you've been there once or twice.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are just basically free to for the family to get out and do something again.
Yeah, we just want to have some events for people to show up to and be able to enjoy, and the kids to get out. We know they've been probably kept inside or you know, away from people for too long this year, so we're just happy to have something for them to do and enjoy and hear some kids giggling at.
And where again are these things going to be held? This is going to be at City Hall?
Yep, both of these will be at City Hall between 3 and 5. And then right next door on Hanselman Street between the courthouse and City Hall, and this will also be starting at 3, we're going to have a few vendors. We'll have a couple of food trucks. El Hombre Farm Tea will be there. We'll have some fire pits for people to warm up at. The police trailer will be there accepting donations for pop cans. I'm sorry, empty pop cans, I should specify. winter coats and toys for donations.
And they use that for their programs that they have. The hero, all these types of things.
Exactly.
During the holiday season and in other times around the year. So it all goes to a good cause.
And then for parade participants, I just want to make sure I mention as well, with that lineup starting at 3:30, we're also going to have Nikki's food truck there providing food for people before they get started. We will have a four-piece band there as well. They're called the Blue Notes, and they'll be there playing for entertainment. First Baptist Church will be across the street. They'll be open for anybody who just wants a place to get warm, to have some hot chocolate and cookies before the parade starts. And then,
because we're all knowing how weather is, trying to plan something like this, always sunny in 65. Come on.
I know, we've been lucky this year so far, but it's definitely been getting chilly this week, so anything to keep people warm, we're trying to do. We'll have that going on, and then we're going to have, for parade participants, we'll have post-parade snacks provided by Bayport State Bank at Pete's as well, so got a lot of stuff going on for people. It's going to be a busy Saturday.
And much of the activities you coordinate are with the chamber in town here, so you get all the businesses to try and get on board. The idea is to get people into town, see what you have to offer, and to have a good time and bring some good memories back home with you.
Correct, yeah, and we fancied up the town over this weekend. We got people out at 7 a.m. on a Saturday to help decorate and put some lights up, and that was huge, huge help from Rachel's. They helped provide the lights for us, and them and the DDA have been really great in helping us out with, you know, making sure that we were able to put on the parade this year. So a huge thank you.
I saw the lights downtown on the poles, the light poles, and they looked really spectacular. I don't know if I got there while they were trying them out or if it was just early morning and they were still on, but they looked great.
Yeah, we had a good time putting them up, so we've gotten some really good feedback, and we're just really happy that we were able to, you know, give people a smile during this time of year. It's been a rough couple of years, and I think we all deserve it.
Now, the parade itself, you doing good on getting entries?
Yeah, we actually are. We've got probably more people coming than we even know about, because we've heard that there's this person or that person coming, but we haven't received any registration forms for them. So if anybody's still looking for one, feel free to reach out to us, but we're not going to be turning anybody away when they show up.
You just need to know, have them come a bit early so that you can line them up so you don't have things that are going to conflict if this one's got a lot of noise or whatever, and you need it to seem quiet and whatever.
Exactly.
And you don't put the horses in front of the band.
Right.
That's the one thing that everybody seems to learn the hard way. You don't put the horses in front of the band and have them walk down a mile or two. It's a recipe for not good.
Yeah, I don't think we get the band members to come back after that. and we would also like to make sure that, if we don't have any registration from somebody and they show up, that, like I said, they're there early so that we can, make sure that we have whatever wording they want said as their float is passing through downtown as well to announce them too.
Yeah, who put on the float or if it's a car decorated or however they do it, then at least the person announcing the parade this year will be able to give them a little clue as to who it is.
Yeah, we've got Laurel and Kurt Danko is going to be announcing as MCs for us, and then we'll also have there's going to be s'mores at Thumb Bank as well, I forgot to mention. So s'mores, Thumb Trust will have s'mores in the parking lot too, and so they'll have a little fire pit as well to make sure everybody is able to warm up on that end of town too.
And the next business day, everyone's going to have dropped s'mores on their tires.
Well, it'll be a good time. I think we're excited, I know we're excited.
You're just glad to get an event going again that we missed last year because we missed so much.
Exactly.
A lot of the town festivals never made it. A lot of the other events that people traditionally do, and it went into the Christmas season. So great to hear back again this year, the Bad Axe Christmas Parade. Mm-hmm. Again, it starts when?
It starts, the parade will be starting at 6:30.
6:30. Mm-hmm. So people line up along Huron Avenue all the way from like the BP station all the way to the Franklin Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And is it maybe a little better to be closer to downtown where you'll hear the about
probably
the
I think you'd be able to hear more of it if you're downtown.
The PA system will be there and let you know this is and what this is about, so it might be a little better to be down there. And a lot of your events are City Hall down there as
right.
well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, appreciate you taking time with us today. Anything more we need to let them know about?
No, I think that's it. And if anybody has any questions, they can feel free to reach out to us. We do have a Facebook page, just Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. So feel free to reach out to us on there. Or our email is badaxechamberofcommerce@gmail.com. So, you know, we're here if anybody has any questions. And we're excited to see everybody on Saturday.
And I was handed a note that just so we let people know. Once the fair, at the fairgrounds, they are going to have their lights on after the parade. They have the decorating scenarios they have there. That's going to follow the parade this year. It has been done other years the same way. Last year, of course, couldn't be done because there was no parade. But this year, again, right after the parade, if you want to head through to the fairgrounds, they have the light displays that are out there. They're going to be turned on, and they'll be on every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, till Christmas. Thanks for being with us today. I hope this wasn't too scary for you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And I hope you get a good turnout, because I think a lot of people are just waiting.
I'm sure. We're hearing so far, it seems like we're going to have a lot of people, and we're excited to see everyone.
Everybody wants the old Christmas they remember.
Exactly.
Our guest today on the program has been Caitlin Faze. She's the Bad Axe Chamber president, talking about the parade coming up. And again, it is this weekend.
November 27th.
November 27th. That's mm-hmm. Saturday night, Friday night?
Yep, mm-hmm. Saturday night.
And starts about, what, 6:30?
Is that yep, it? The parade starts at 6:30. Most of our other events are starting at 3, and that movie, again, is at 1.
And is all of this, like, on the Chamber's website somewhere?
Yep, we've been promoting on the Chamber's website, so there's...
If you heard something here and you wanted to do it and you didn't have pen to write it down, go to the Chamber website and you can find out when and where those events are going to be taking place.
Yep, we've got everything posted right on Facebook for everyone to see.
Thanks for being with us today, and we hope you enjoy your holiday season as well, including Thanksgiving, and then... back to work to get the parade going.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll, of course, clue you in on all the latest in the news.